This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
I'm here for it, bro.
I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
That song was at war with melody.
But it's more than your tiny brain can handle, clearly. Keep it 100.
All right.
It's one of my things.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen.
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
Your schedule is pretty, when you look at it, it's pretty from, how do you say that word?
Formidable.
Yeah, yes. Formidable. As far as them potentially going undefeated.
Please don't use big words. I asked you that yesterday.
All right, so I'm sorry.
Joined by the relationship alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
The only state that's higher across the country is Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Mississippi is the lowest.
Chris, you know what you mean.
You know what I mean.
It's a,
I get it.
What is it? It's not a state.
It's a Commonwealth.
And accompanied by
the real Slim Shiny. Please.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Well, get past that.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shime.
What's it say?
I rest my case.
The
defense rests. I like that one.
Now.
Sweet, sweet taste of victory.
And I am 100% passing judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken abundance. You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Original.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
You're just all about a good time, a good vibe. You're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill. Show. Greg Hill. Show. All right.
From the Foxwoods Resort Casino and the Alta Strada restaurant, which is right on the casino floor, where one of us was a big winner chicken dinner last night, and one of us is not going to be able to buy Christmas presents for their kids this summer.
Yeah, I mean, I took the L yesterday. And you know what? I'm going to say this with casinos and for people that are in charge. Hire Dale is that. If you're going to lose, at least have a damn smile on your face.
Oh, no.
So it's the dealer's fault.
Oh, of course. Remember, the dealers are like black clouds, right? They're like hurricanes coming through.
I believe,
if you're going to destroy my house, at least have a smile on your face while you're doing it.
I believe if you're up early and watching the show on Twitch, you can actually see Wiggy at the craps table last night. But that's not
No, the craps table was me. The craps table, I had a little bit more energy. I'm talking about the blackjack table.
Okay.
When the dealers look like they are being held hostage and they're miserable, it just brings the whole energy down to the table.
Huh.
And so I want my money back, Foxwoods.
I am nervous, though, because when we were asking how it was going, well, you came and sat down at dinner and we said, how'd it go? And you said, well, if it was going good, I wouldn't be here, which offensive. But
very hurtful.
But then you just seemed like you were kind of in a daze the rest of the evening.
It was a funk.
He
was in a funk.
I would say it was his normal, abnormal fugue state.
Yeah. But yeah,
you lose money, Courtney. I don't know about you, but generally it tends to upset you.
No, that's why I was worried about you. But then I asked, are you going to go back out there? And you said, nope, I'm good, which is the way to go.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't going to chase that monkey.
Good.
But do you
need gas money to get home? Or
no, I should be all right.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Bar mute for me to correct anything Wiggy says, but from my point of view, if I'm losing money, I didn't lose. If I'm losing money, the last thing I'd want is the dealer to be laughing and smiling. I'd feel like he was reveling in my demise.
True. Yeah.
No, but just give me a little be perky. Man, that one stinks for you.
Okay.
I'm working.
Yeah.
I'm trying to help you out here. You know, oh, these cards are not that kind of thing. Not. First off, you got to go slow because I can't count that fast. And then you're pulling out a five and a six card Charlie, like boom, 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 two, three, three. And I'm like, what do you got? Oh, and then like 21.
Can I ask about casino culture? Because I learned something yesterday. I had checked in and I was at the little store down in the lobby. And I was like, oh, do you have any gum? And they said no, because I couldn't find it anywhere. They said, you don't sell gum in a casino because people use it to cheat.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's probably a lot of things that they don't sell.
Like gum?
I mean, what would they use it for? Like something with rolling dice or?
I don't know.
I would never have thought that.
Same. Yeah. Then I said, oh my God, they think that I'm here to cheat.
Right. You're like Zach Galifianakis.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good movie.
Yeah. Great movie.
Curtis, big winner last night.
I took $100. Made water into wine, left with $387.50.
Wow. Good job.
And I've never experienced anything like it. A very nice lady to my left was giving me some pointers. I sat down. It was a $25 minimum. I'm like, oh, this is going to be quick. Played 25 a hand.
Yeah. All right.
Didn't lose a hand.
Yeah.
Two double downs. Won both. Mm. And then the gentleman got up to leave. New dealer. I said, adios.
Very demure, very mindful.
It was very mindful.
Yes, very mindful.
And I got, the big winner is James, I got these Crocs at the Tanger Outlet.
Wow. Okay. Those must have set you back.
So it was not quite as big money as I thought. Right. But
those are adorable.
Thank you. These are just, you know, a way to remember Pudge on your feet.
So who's the old man now? Who comes to the casino, wins some money, and goes shopping? That's you. That's an old guy. You're the old person.
I was the old person getting my steps in, walking around.
Yeah.
I have to say, not a bad spot.
Yeah.
Beds? Some of the most comfortable I've ever slept in.
Really?
People on Twitch were saying Foxwoods has unbelievably comfortable beds, and when you sat on them, I was like, oh, yeah, they seem fine. Yeah. Laying down, very good experience.
You like the bounciness, I noticed.
Yes.
Then, huh?
Jesus.
Well, because they are bouncy.
They were, yeah.
You know, they're not like those those foam type of mattresses.
Yeah.
So
I wasn't bouncing, but
they must like, they got a little bit of, she must like the springboard bed.
Yes.
Did you sleep okay, or if you didn't, is it the dealer's fault?
Oh, it's always the dealer's fault.
All right, I just wanted to make
sure. Anytime you lose at the casino, blame the casino. It's the dealer's fault.
At least you looked fire, because that red jumpsuit is something special.
We can revisit that on Twitch and YouTube this morning. I love the shirt.
Mm-hmm.
It was the town shirt that you had on the show yesterday. I don't know about the red sweats.
Yeah, they were the joggers.
Do you have a matching jacket,
too?
I like that.
Yeah.
I have to say, Courtney and I we were the first here, and then Brett arrived. And Brett's telling Courtney and I that he just saw Wiggy screaming at the craps table.
Yeah.
And I said, you're going to have to be more specific. And then he sat down and we're like, please tell us you caught this. And he shows us the video. It is amazing.
Yeah, it's great.
It's so perfectly wicked.
That's how I shoot. You know, I'm not like, craps is my game, but I like street craps. So I'm learning like some of the casino craps, like when, you know, like some of the bets and the field and all that. Like I know the the whole foundation of playing craps, but I'm a street crap guy, so there's a lot of talking when you're rolling the dice. Come on, Nina Ross. Come on, 9. Come on, 44. Give me that Teddy Bruschi, 5-4. I'm trying to hit the 9. Little Joe back though. Flowers. So I tend to get into it when I'm rolling dice.
Mojo or whatever. You're trying to.
I'm trying to talk to the dice. You know, you always hear Sam, Mama need a new pair of shoes.
But unfortunately, Mama's not getting her shoes.
No, she's not getting them shoes.
She's not.
Not this go around.
Well, listen, we are here for the Echo Store Invitational Golf Tournament, and we're here all morning at Alta Strada, which is a great restaurant. Our good pal Michael Schlau's restaurant here at Foxwoods, and we got a lot to get to on the show. I think maybe unfortunately, our arrival in the Nutmeg State jinxed Caitlin Clark out of her first opportunity to advance in the WNBA playoffs. But a pretty good season for her, and she certainly changed the game of women's professional basketball. I think
she brought she brought light to it.
Yeah,
I think she is officially one of the most transformational. I don't know the exact word.
Transformative.
But last night I got back to the room and I see on social media Caitlin Clark. I had forgotten about it. We saw it when we were at the DraftKings Sportsbook.
Yeah.
And I put it on for the final 5 minutes. I was actively engaged watching a WNBA game. Something I had never. Right down to the end. And two things. One, the women hate her, man. That's legit.
Like, women in the league hate her. Yes. Hate. Yes.
And
which I don't get.
I don't either.
It's dumb. Like, she's done so much for your game. You're all going to make more money.
Correct.
It's all jealousy, right?
Yeah,
And I hate to say it, it's way more, I think, of a female thing than it is a guy thing.
No, you're right.
Do it
100%. You are spot on because her rising to the top, I heard this morning, she has the top 5 jersey sale among all athletes.
In any sport.
I believe it.
That's pretty
top 5.
Oh, my God. Think about, just for women alone, how many girls that were watching the WNBA, and no matter where you are in the country, I'm sure Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark are the jersey that girls ask their mom and dad for.
Not even girls, though, because I've seen a lot of grown men. Like, it's a cool jersey to wear, out. If you're a guy that wears jerseys, like, that is one that I think is hot.
I would definitely rock a Clark or a Reese jersey for sure.
But I think it's also...
Also, if you're a grown man that wears jerseys, stop.
Yes.
I'm with you, but I'm not going to.
A lot of men wear jerseys.
Okay, please.
You're just in the wrong community to see them.
It has nothing to do with the Seaport or my community.
Oh yeah.
I don't think if you're over the age of 20, you ought to be wearing a jersey.
This is a fight I have with Santo. We'll be going to a Bruins game. He always comes out in the Pooh Bear, and I'm like, please take it off.
But there's so many cool jerseys. Like the Waterboy jersey is like such a cool jersey. Like a lot of people still wearing jerseys in fashion. It's starting to come back. And you know who's wearing a lot of them, Courtney? Women.
Jerseys.
Yes.
Well, yeah, they like to make them into a dress.
Yeah, like it's an outfit. So, yeah, the jersey thing is cool, Greg. You just hang around a different crowd.
But when you say transformative athlete, like I think of the level of Jackie Robinson or something like that.
For my lifetime, I don't know. Jackie Robinson was overcoming something that Clark is not. Caitlin Clark, her entire life, has been able to participate in whatever sports she wanted to. What I would say is it is the Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods. Yeah.
Because it's similar. It's not just women, Greg, because Phil Mickelson, since the time when Tiger broke in, has admitted that he was bitter and that Tiger has enriched him and everyone on the tour to the tune of billions of dollars that wouldn't have been there had he not broken in and brought the massive audience that came with him. The thing watching last night, it reminded me, honestly, of when you came here and you were trying to do something different and the people that were here fought it so hard, not realizing that you were brought in here because things had to change. And I'm watching the WNBA last night and I'm like, these women that are just like so angry at Caitlin Clark are biting the hand that feeds them.
Right.
It's the bird magic effect for the WNBA. If you remember that time in the NBA, and you know, there are a lot of people that probably remember, like, you know, what was it, 79, 80, when Bird and Magic got into the league. It's that effect of what they've been able to do. They've brought light to the WNBA where, you know, it had been around and you know, no one really watched it. They brought that instant – interesting drama. There is now it's social media. There's people can jump on board the train. They can, you know, give their opinions about everything. And so I think what you see, especially with Caitlin Clark, she has that Larry Bird effect when it comes to her skills in the WNBA and what she's been able to accomplish. Yeah. So I think it's, like you said, it's great for the WNBA and as far as for those players. They're adding another team. Portland's going to have an expansion team. So clearly it must be doing well. And
well, they must want a team in Boston, especially after the success that they had when they played that game here. Yeah. I would
assume. And we have a
changed the season,
team,
though.
Yeah,
so the fan base is here.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, Connecticut Sun advance and Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever do not. And more on that, I'm sure, this morning.
Transcendent. That's the word I was
Oh, transcendent. Right.
That's the word.
Yeah.
Right. That's the word of the day.
Breakthrough on breakthrough beyond just what the WNBA audience would be.
Well, we have a lot to get to this morning on the show, including our leads coming up in about 10 minutes at 6:25. And since I am harangued frequently everywhere I go because the leads are not done on time, they will be done on time this morning because after the leads, we will talk with the head coach of Boston College football, Bill O'Brien. That is at 6:45 on this morning show. And then they said it at 7. That's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. We'll get to Courtney and the news today at 7:45. That includes Florida.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Florida not like the rest of us, and why you should never argue over a jukebox selection at a Mexican restaurant in the Anything Goes state. It doesn't go well. Do you know what a jukebox is?
I think there's an app for them now where you can play the song through the app, and they're at bars.
Shime, ask a boomer. You don't play it. Traditionally, you wouldn't play it through an app.
Yeah, so Courtney's talking about touch tunes. I am very familiar with a jukebox, Greg.
Okay,
yes.
All right.
Is it a jute or a juke?
A juke.
Was it Fonzie that would go up and like punch it and play the right song?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
All right. Yes. Not the Fonzarelli.
Yes, the record would come down and that was the song would start to start off Happy Days. Shime, how do you know Happy Days?
Right.
Of all shows.
Greg, there's a lot of just weird tidbits stuck up in this
the
weird
coolest character.
Around.
You're an old soul.
That's also Fonzie the show
was,
where we got
Fonzie
jumped
the coolest.
Yes, that's where the term Jump the Shark comes from.
The leather jacket, the cars, the motorcycle back in that era, the girls. Fonzie was the coolest.
Pretty good show. Not going to lie. Pretty good show. Curtis, you remember it? It was yesterday?
It brings me back to my Happy Days.
But so many spinoffs off of it. Joni Loves Chachi.
Yes.
Mork and Mindy.
Yes.
I did not realize that.
Succession.
Secret Life of Mormon Wives.
Started that last night, Courtney. That's holy cannoli.
Good recommendation.
Wild.
Yeah.
Absolutely wild.
Mom talk.
I have to tell you, the reason why abstinence has never worked is anybody who's told they can't do something does it 5 million times more than they would if they just were allowed to do it a little bit at some point.
Yeah. Those Mormons, at least the ones on the show, they're out of control. Yeah.
They're 23 with four kids.
Yeah.
Very horny.
Yeah. And things get crazier and crazier as the season goes. I know you just started it. So.
Wild.
All right. So news at 7:45 and one of the final Red Sox front office reports of this season at 9 with Craig Breslow. And then here with us at Alta Strada at Foxwoods at 9:20. PGA Tour player Jake Knapp, who I can't wait to talk to. He's a Twitch gamer, so those of you that are watching the show on Twitch, one of your brothers joining us at 9:20. And he won in February, won the event, the tour event in Mexico, walked away with $1.6 million as a rookie. And Damn. So I don't know if – I guess we can ask whether they – I don't know if they Venmo that or you you get the big check.
It's pretty good. $1.6 million.
They send it to you later, or I don't know how that goes. So,
stock in and
yes.
What's my routing number, honey?
$1.6 million. Pretty good.
Yeah, cash at me.
What's
not
the
bad.
Tax on that?
I don't know. Tax is probably half
of it. Yeah. That would guess. Uncle Sam got to get his cut.
Yeah.
That's
nice. I would guess half. So all that happening this morning, right now, though, Courtney, and what is trending this first hour?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. The Red Sox hot streak comes to an end last night. 6-1, the final, a loss against the Blue Jays. The guys off tonight before welcoming the Rays to Fenway tomorrow for their final series of the regular season, if you can believe it. We'll talk with Craig Breslow this morning about the Sox end of the season. Caitlin Clark's rookie season has come to an end with the Sun taking out the Fever in the postseason. Clark has said she's not going to play overseas during this offseason, so we don't have a Clark game on the schedule till May. I think that's the correct move for her. Give her a break.
Well, yeah. She doesn't have to do it because a lot of women go overseas to play because they make more money over there. That's why. But she makes good money. She doesn't have to do that.
Yeah. So just to recap her rookie season, she was the first rookie to record a triple-double, a WNBA record for most assists in a season, the record for most threes made by a rookie, the fastest player to 500 points and 200 assists. She helped lead the Fever to their first playoff since 2016. She set viewership and attendance records across the board, and she signed a $28 million Nike deal.
Pretty good for a rookie season.
Not
pretty
bad good. At all.
Yeah. We have a rookie quarterback who's not going to see a reasonably legit snap until December. So,
I loved the presser yesterday. He's still getting 30% of the snaps, but he's also the scout quarterback, which was made clear, which I'm sure is helping his progression.
Well, we've got Thursday Night Football tonight. We'll see the Cowboys taking on the Giants in New York. And today only, stop into your local Shaw's or Star Market for their daily deal. Today's daily deal is pretzel roll sandwiches for $5 each. Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh.
Have you hammered anything for tonight yet, Shine?
Not a thing. I think I'm gonna lay the 5.5 with the Cowboys, but that's about it. I got nothing going in this game.
5.5 with the Cowboys. All right.
Why are you keeping track of everything that Shime says he's betting on?
I also didn't actually hammer the Shime. I said, I think that's what I'm going to do, but I have nothing in this
If
game.
You say it on the show, it's going in the dock.
Love it. Absolutely love it.
What is your intent?
Keep those receipts.
I want to make sure that we're all, you know.
Greg, the Greg Hill Show is many things, but we are certainly transparent.
Uh-huh. I see.
And we need to make people aware that if we say we're winning bets, that we're winning bets.
You have an actual Excel spreadsheet, I see, on your computer?
Yes.
Keeping track of what Chime has suggested he is wagering on the show.
Yep.
Greg is looking at Courtney open a Google Doc the way I watch David Blaine. It's 58 degrees and cloudy, afternoon high of 70.
All right, we are at Foxwoods for the Echo Store Invitational Golf Tournament. Is it gonna rain? Or are we gonna be able to get
afternoon? We're gonna get some rain. Actually, I think down in Connecticut. Let me see my modeling. Right now, we got a potential Category 4 hurricane.
Yeah,
pummeling the Panhandle.
You said there weren't gonna be any hurricanes this season.
Oh no. Nope. I said that it is not a historic.
Put that in your doc.
I know. Didn't you say?
I said. But prior to the hurricane season, they said we may run out of names.
Yes.
It will be historic with 4 to 5 major hurricanes. We have had one. If this makes landfall.
Okay.
So instead of 5 is a pretty big difference.
Okay.
Every year we have hurricanes. It's called weather.
Okay.
It's Miami's mascot.
All right. But we'll probably be okay over at Lake of Isles. The Lake of Isles will be fine.
As long as they don't bring one of those hurricane dealers with you.
We are going to get to our leads coming up next.